Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Bipolar Way Podcast. My name is Joe Sisk. You can email me at bipolarway@yahoo.com. Definitely drop me a line. I would love to hear from you guys. This is a bipolar podcast where we talk about bipolar, talk about what it's like to be bipolar, what we can do about being bipolar, and, you know, just general things in life and how living with bipolar can affect us and those around us. I mean this podcast to be a means of support for people who suffer from bipolar disorder, along with those who care for those that suffer with bipolar disorder. I want to try to explain things the best I can from my mindset to help you guys understand where I'm coming from and maybe help you guys understand yourselves a little better or the ones you love a little better. You know, maybe between all of us together talking and, you know, communicating about these issues, we can all come to a better understanding of ourselves and each other. And that can only help improve relationships and improve living situations that we find ourselves in and help us deal with the situations that we have trouble with. You know, I have a really dear friend of mine that is bipolar as well. And this girl's like my heart and soul, y'all. She is a part of me and will always be a part of me. And she always gave me comfort in a way, because sometimes even though I would see the mood swings and I would know it was very unpleasant for her to experience them, there's a little part of me inside that went, you know, oh, hey, that we're not the only one. That there are other people out there who also experience the same trials and tribulations that we experience. And there's a comfort in that. So I've taken to sharing a lot of my stories with you guys over the years, to try to give y'all the same comfort that I got from knowing that I wasn't alone. Now, I was in the situation was that we were originally known as the Bipolar Nation podcast, but due to some name issues and iTunes and some things I really am not happy about but don't want to get into, we were forced to change our name to the Bipolar Way podcast. Now, after that happened, it just became completely overwhelming for me for a little while. As many of you bipolar people know, man, sometimes it just gets to you. You just got so much going on and you just can't hold up everything anymore. And you just have to let something go. Something has to break and something has to give. And unfortunately for me and for the podcasting community, I hope it's unfortunate. I hope y'all weren't glad that I was gone. But for me, it turned out that I had to let the podcast go for a little bit. And so, I did so, and I was going to come back, and I had all intentions of coming back and podcasting again this past March, but once I started up, some other things happened in my life that pulled me away once again. Now I'm in a situation where, you know, maybe something will pull me away again after this podcast, I don't know. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but I am determined to keep this podcast going because I'm still hearing from you guys. That is something that is amazing to me. I've started this podcast like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. And I haven't done a podcast. I went like 2 years without a podcast, I think, and it's been since March, since the last one, and I'm still getting emails from folks. I'm still getting emails from people. So, you guys, I hear you, and I love you, and I'm going to give back to you all I can. And I just don't want to let anybody down if I can help it. You know, now that I know for sure it's not just me speaking into the darkness, that, you know, there's love and support out there, that there's still love and support out there even after all this time. Well, then that's inspiring me to make sure I get back to you. And I'm sorry for the clicking noise. I'm trying to pull up an email real quick. I wanted to share with you guys. So if there's any clicking on the audio track, I do apologize. So basically that's where we're at. Now, with the past situation that I've been going through here lately, has been a very taxing one. It's something that I hope none of y'all ever have to go through. I hope this never happens to you, but unfortunately it does happen to some of us. I'm going through a divorce, so I'm going through the big D and don't mean Dallas. And I wouldn't say a bad situation, because, you know, I will give the woman credit. She has definitely done, has been treating me in a way that seems to be very sensitive to my emotional needs. You know, she's not, or at least she's been being very civil about things, and I will give her credit for that. And that civility has helped me keep my sanity because we're, you know, going through this whole situation and it's not pleasant. And it's been about a month now that we've been physically separated, and we've been had some problems before then as well. But you know, it's going through a lot. It is going through a lot. Now, I received an email a few days ago from a listener that said he wrote and asked me, what did I do in the past 2 years, because my voice and energy sounds completely different in this March 2000 podcast than it 2012 podcast than it did on the 4 from 2010. You know, he said, you sound stronger, more alert, more focused, and more energetic. What did you do to make these changes? To be honest with you, I'm not really sure what I did to make the change. I'm not really sure why I would sound any different from one place to the other in the situation. I have been trying to regularly take my medication and follow the advice of the medical professionals in my life. That might have had some of an impact on it. For a little while, I was quite a bit happier because, you know, things seem to be going a little bit better in my life. But now, you know, everything's falling apart again, and I probably sound like I did in 2010 today. Because, you know, this issue has come up in my life, and I'm struggling to deal with these emotions and to deal with this whole coping with this entire situation. So I thank you for your email, sir. Like I say, I hope I sound stronger. I hope I sound more energetic. I hope I'm making these progresses, you know, progress in my life as I deal with this disorder and the problems the disorder brings for us, you know. And there's a... I don't know how to really explain it, but, you know, maybe as I grow older, I gain in wisdom. I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those type things that, you know, the longer you cope at it, the better you get. Like I say, I definitely do recommend seeking out professional help, medical help. If you are bipolar or believe you have a mental illness, get checked out, follow their leads, work with your psychiatrist, work with your doctors, work with whoever you're working with to make sure that your medical needs are met, and that's going to take you a long way towards feeling better. You know, we can't, if it was as easy as just pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, none of us would be bipolar. None of us would. We would all just get over it, right? But as we all know, and those are some of the most hurtful words you can ever hear, you know, people telling you just get over it, because we can't. We can't just get over it. It's not that simple. It is something that is powerful over us that we have to deal with and cope with for our whole lives. You know, as far as I'm aware, there's no really completely viable permanent cure available, even though, you know, medical science is researching things, but as of right now, this is a lifelong condition. You can't get out of it. We can't pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. You know, we can't just snap out of it, walk it off, or anything like that. So definitely seek out, you know, professional help if you find yourself in a, you know, need in a bipolar way, right? If you're in the bipolar way, then you need to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a therapist or whatever mental health professionals are available in your area, because of the fact that, you know, the first step to taking care of yourself is, you know, diagnosing the problem, getting the proper medication and things like that to deal with it. Now, I know dealing with medication is a pain. Oh, let me tell you, it's a pain, folks. I hate dealing with meds. I hate taking my pills. I don't know why, though, but it's just like, you know, you get up every morning, you go, oh, I gotta take those stupid pills again, you know, and it exhausts me, and it makes me weary, it makes me tired, it makes me just, you know, and I just don't know what to do, but to go ahead and take them, of course, but, you know, you just don't know how to get rid of that feeling, but we have to do what's best for our bodies, and what we know to be best for our bodies right now is whatever our mental health professionals help tell us. You know, they're the ones that studied and spent the time to learn everything, so we need to pay attention to them and what they're saying and what they're telling us to do. But other than that, you know, to be honest, I'm not going to make this a religious podcast in any way. While we talk about the Bipolar Way podcast, I'm going to try to refrain from really laying on a whole lot of religion, but I will openly let you know I am a Christian. In fact, I am also a Christian podcaster as well. And but I do believe faith in God is a really effective tool for a bipolar person's coping mechanisms. And I definitely recommend, you know, getting with God on things, praying, you know, taking things to God. But like I say, we're not gonna beat yourself over the head with it, you know, because I understand that, you know, I'm not one of those type of people that says, you know, to where you have to be absolutely agree with me 100% on everything or else I don't want nothing to do with you. You know, everyone has the right to choose for themselves their own spiritual path. I have chosen mine, I recommend mine because I think it's right, but, you know, that is my recommendation. You know, you obviously as a person have the free will to choose what you think is right. You can recommend yours and, you know, be completely different from mine. You know, but I definitely recommend, you know, spirituality can be a very effective tool in dealing with bipolar issues. If you do want to check out the Christian podcast I do is called the Smart Faith Podcast. You can find that over at smartfaithpodcast.podomatic.com. If I'm remembering it right, it's going to be sad if I remember it wrong, if I got it backwards or something, but I do that sometimes to get the address backwards or whatever. Search iTunes for the Smart Faith Podcast or go to revelationsradionetwork.com. There's I'm also a member of that radio network with several other Christian podcasters. So I'm not trying to plug it, and I'm not going to bring that up anymore. I just wanted to throw it out there. If you do want to hear my Christian podcast, it's out there, it's available, and that's that. But from a bipolar point of view, which you know, also affects everything that I see and do, because it's a condition that is, you know, so integral into our beings that, you know, it colors our vision and it colors our interpretations of life. You know, I'm just telling you that the best thing I know to do is to look into some spirituality stuff, if that's, you know, if that's your cup of tea, I guess I should say. But also to listen to the doctors, exercise, that's definitely something you need to do, things like that. And just learn we have to learn not to let the disorder control us. We have bipolar, it does not have us. And if we ever let it have us, then we have a problem. You know, and that's a real big issue. So we need to make sure that we try to make sure we don't let it get the upper hand on us. Because, you know, it does not define who I am. It may be part of who I am. It may be something that is just, you know, like my arms and legs. You know, I happen to have, I have some bone troubles that I don't, it's a little too complicated to try to explain too much, but I have some problems with my bones. Yeah, that's part of me. I that's, you know, you say, what is Joseph? Who is Joseph? Well, he's the guy who partially has a bone problem, but he also has bipolar. He also is, you know, a loving person, you know, and tries his best to be a good man and all that. You know, we can't let it say bipolar is the end of the line and that's the only thing that, you know, defines us, because it's not. We need to be so much more than this disorder, because this disorder cannot rule us. We need to rule over it. You know, let kick it in the butt a few times. You know, don't let it kick us in the butt. Because if you let it, it'll kick you in the butt. I'm sure all y'all know that. I'm sure all you guys know that. It'll kick you in the butt harder than you can possibly imagine. But we have to make sure that we kick back. Don't give up the good fight. Don't give up. Don't give in. This thing can be overcome. It can be managed. It can be put in its place, so to speak. You may not be able to be cured from bipolar right now, but you sure can put it in its place in your life. You can say, you only have this much power over me, you are only this part of me, and you are not going to ruin the larger whole that is who I am. So, you know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm not really sure, like I said, what got me sounding stronger or better. I might have been a little manic there for a little while in the beginning of the year. So that's definitely a possibility. But like I said, now I'm probably sounding depressed because, you know, I am fighting off a little bit of depression. You know, you don't end a relationship of over a decade without there being some residual after effects. But I'm not here to whine about anything, folks. What I'm here to do is to talk to you guys about what's truly important to me and what I hope is important to you. And if I'm not talking about what's important to you, email me, tell me what is important to you so we can talk about it. You know, bipolar is something that, you know, I can only relate to on the level of what I know right now, you know. And if you have a story to share about what you know and about how you relate to the bipolar and all that, send it in. Let me know. I would love to hear it. I'm also thinking about doing videos here on the YouTube, maybe like alternating. I was thinking about doing a video on YouTube, like a shorter talk like a few minute, only being a few minutes long, or like, you know, whatever the limit on YouTube is, and then just doing the podcast form off of YouTube video. But if I do that, I mean, I don't know, what do you guys think? Does that sound like a good idea? Would you watch it? Would you care to be interested in watching it? It would probably be me talking into the microphone like I'm doing now, only with video. I'm also considering doing a blog talk, a talk show live call. Now, I've had some trouble trying to do this talk show thing in the past, but I'm not willing to give up on it. I'm thinking about doing a talk show live call on, say, like a Thursday night or something like that, so we can all get together and talk live for those that are, you know, actually on the internet and willing to come in and, you know, and interact with us at, you know, at a certain time on, say, like an evening or whatever. I definitely would like to do something like that. I love live shows. That's something that really I think is interesting, is doing live shows. So, definitely going to look into that in the future. That's kind of where we're going. Like I said, I didn't really have a set topic today. I just kind of wanted to briefly touch on what I thought and kind of let y'all guys know that we're back. We're not giving up. We're going to continue to push forward. This podcast will survive. And show you guys some love. Let you know what my ideas are and this response. So thank you for everybody who's been emailing me for the past few years. For the past few years. Sounds so bad. It's definitely... You've inspired me. All of y'all have inspired me to really try to come back and continue to give back to the community, because the community needs it, I think. The community needs us to band together. And I'm not saying the community, don't hear me wrong, I'm not saying the community needs my voice. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not that egotistical. What I'm saying is the community needs us as a group to speak out to each other, to reach out to each other. And we can all do that through things like podcasting, through like the live shows I want to do. They're just, you know, coming to know each other a little bit. You know, I'm sharing with you guys. You guys will, I'm sure, share with me in the future. And that's how I'm looking for. And I can't wait for such a time for this to happen. So that is how it be. And I guess I better go ahead and wrap this one up and ship it off. And so... just thank you guys for listening, and I hope you stick around, and I hope to see you soon.